Jordan.
What?
Did you know it's actually October now, no longer Spooktumber?
Really?
Yeah. I also just realized we covered a manga about witches and we didn't talk about how it was October at all. Because we were like, let's shitpost and do a horror manga. And then we still covered something that was relevant to Halloween in October.
That's just expected. Why even bring it up? It's obvious, you know? Like,
yeah, instead of a patron shout out, we're just going to talk about Witch Watch for 10 minutes.
What else is new? Witch Watch is the new Chainsaw Man.
It's true, actually. God, I'll never be as cool as how I got into Chainsaw Man before Bomb Girl. God, that was really a candidate for when I peaked. Anyway, though, Jordan, we're not here to talk about Chainsaw Man. We're not? Something just as great, which is our patrons.
Oh, yes, yes.
And dear listener, you're going to find out, what did each patron dress up as for Halloween?
I ran into Hans at a Halloween party, and he dressed up. I didn't know what he was, and I was like, Hans, what is that? And he was like, well, I'm Hans Olo. I don't even know what that is.
Drago somehow was able to find an inflatable 7-foot-tall dragon statue, but it was neon pink, because that's all they had left.
Well, that's funny, because Blamumu was a giant blue cow.
Really? And you know who was riding that cow? In a non-sexual way? That's right, it was Drew. Love the guy.
I don't know if it was non-sexual when we weren't looking, but it was definitely non-sexual when we were looking.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And meanwhile, the person looking at it with me was actually Jeanette Davis, who decided to dress up as Cobain's car.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I wish we were still on the sexual, because I would say winter actually came as just a giant puddle of pudding. That makes sense. Okay. I don't know. It's been a long day.
Okay.
All right.
That's okay. It's okay. It's all right. We're going good. We're doing good.
We're killing it.
Was that a patron?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you were just saying that.
I was trying to make a winter is coming joke and I fucked it up. I swerved too late, Jordan.
But yeah, I mean, and then I just looked over and saw a spooky ghost. I took off the mask like in Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I thought you were saying you were getting naked, because that's actually what Brian Saxton was just nude for the entire party.
Yeah, it was really interesting. He was actually, he was actually dressed as Adam, and I was like, no, you aren't, dude. That is the laziest costume I've ever seen. But yeah, I ripped off the spooky ghost costume and simply saw Tongue Punch My Butterhole Daddy Jonathan just standing there. Just standing there.
And
like,
well, did they?
Did they what?
Tongue Punch Your Butterhole.
I mean, that's just their name, David.
Oh, no. I am so bad at pronouncing those, you know, Italian names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, Kevin Briggs, like, was apparently dressed... Apparently, it's pronounced Caesar when they were dressed as the salad.
I don't even care if it's true. I refuse to believe it. And Albie was dressed as Albert Einstein, so he can back
Albie
me up.
Albie Einstein?
See, that's why he did it.
Speaking of, by the way, I know one of our patrons was Cobain's car, but Lincoln Frey was actually dressed as a Lincoln town car, and they got into a very severe accident, so I wish him the best.
That was actually a double costume, because inside of the car was Mara Barra dressed as Matthew McConaughey, because the Lincoln lawyer, yeah. And I was like, ah, I get it. Ah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Jacob Andrew Galloway just came dressed as a ladder.
Yeah, and Sarah Hydra came as a fire hydrant.
Really?
Yeah.
So, fun fact, Josh Robinson is a vegetarian, you know, in like a cool way, and he actually came as a giant piece of steak. Just dressing blood. He fucking destroyed my carpet with his fake blood. It was terrible. I've had to send him a $600 bill, but I still love the guy.
It was really messed up how Dylan Kreider showed up dressed as a dog and just got super into character and started chasing him around, you know?
Oh, yeah. But then the real Jory showed up and was just set the scene, because he actually came as the fake Jory. And that is, it's a very complicated to figure out when you're as intoxicated as everyone was at the party.
David, I would have been really disappointed if you didn't make that exact joke.
Thank you. I love you too.
Well, thankfully, Eric Alex Klein came dressed as Sherlock Holmes and was on the case trying to figure out where the real Jory was. Even though we told him it was a costume, he didn't believe us.
Right?
Again, such a great actor. God, just really gets into character. Yeah.
And then Dolphin came as Obama, our 8th president. I may have skipped a few history classes.
You may have, because Shingo Sekimoto came as our actual 8th president. He didn't tell me the name of the president. He just wanted me to guess.
William Fichtner.
Yes! Thank you, David. Thank you.
Oh, man. And then Simping for Senpai Ash actually came dressed as you, Jordan, because you're his senpai, and he simps for you.
Wow. It's really funny, because Gabe Landau came as Simping for Senpai Ash.
Really? Alternative joke was he was Senpai for Senpai came as sinking for Senpai, and he was an iceberg.
Not bad, not bad.
Because Cram actually was dressed as the Titanic, and apparently they fucked up their couple's costume. So that was very, very awkward. So things between them are kind of icy.
Oh, hey,
Bazinga.
Well, you know, when I was at that party, I just kind of needed to take a minute. So I sat down on the couch and I heard like an oof, and I looked down. And the BB King, BB The, was dressed as the couch. And I'm like, dude, you can't just sit there if you not expect people to sit on you. What the hell?
Oh, God. But though, T actually was the one who was most disappointed because they came as a giant letter T. And there are some very unfortunate pictures with them. And people did not want to sit on them.
I'm not sure that I entirely get the joke. But
it looks like a cross.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that
silly, silly, not Christian.
That would have worked for Silly Rookie, who showed up as Jesus, actually.
Really? Silly Rookie is just a real, real great person.
Yeah.
Same as Generic Man. And they actually came as a copy of Shonen Jump, given that they are one of the lore holders that we so heavily utilize their skill set.
Oh, that's cool, because Trevor Schechter came as the reader from Sakura Tetsu Taiwahen, and nobody got it except us.
Yeah, and they kept pointing it out, and I was like, it was mid-series, I'm sorry, Trevor.
Yeah, it's like,
But it couldn't have been worse, because Derek actually came as a Shonen Flop logo, and is now in court for copyright infringement. Sorry, Derek.
Yeah,
you're a great guest, though.
Yeah, Marty came as a lawyer, and he's now suing him for me. Gonna get so much money off
interesting.
It. Yeah.
And then Rachel, you know what Rachel was dressed as, Jordan. Why don't you tell us?
Banana pudding.
Yeah, it was fucking banana pudding. And then I love how Mike Carpenter came as himself.
Mike Carpenter, it looked like himself, but I talked to him. It was actually supposed to be John Carpenter.
Oh, of Mars.
Yes. You actually got it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know a thing or two, buddy.
It worked out because Scott came dressed as the Thing, which you think sounds cool, but really, he came as himself and then just started acting creepy. That was the whole thing.
Oh, I was kind of hoping, he said he was going to come as an entire ska band, and I do enjoy the Aquabats, but luckily, Skrmurmurden came as Streetlight Manifesto, where it was literally just a piece of paper written onto a streetlight, and they could not get into my apartment, and that was very difficult.
Yeah. Tracking Roving Animals for All Loving Girls and Raccoons Wolfwood actually came as a raccoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it Canadian raccoon?
He didn't say, but I think that was implied because that he was carrying a flag with a maple leaf on it.
And then BS, we can't really say on the show what they were dressed as, unfortunately.
No, it was actually really messed up. BS is getting canceled.
That's some horse manure, as they say.
Yeah, I get it.
All right. But you know what else I get?
What?
Is wrapping up this episode. Thank you, all of our wonderful patrons. We could not do the show without you. We very much appreciate all of you, and I hope you had just as much fun listening as we had recording.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everybody. May your Halloweens be spooky. And may you read Chainsaw Man.
May you be spooky and not dookie, as my grandma used to say.
Unless you dress as dookie.
That's weird.
And that's on you. The dookie is on you.
And that's a rock fact.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.